We're visiting with Chase County head football coach Brody Vandegrift here on the Area Coaches Corner. And coach, how's training camp been, and how excited are you for the first week of football?
Oh man, this week couldn't get here fast enough. We've been, you know, been practicing hard and getting after it, and it was kind of nice to get in Jamboree last week, and you know, the kind of the end of camp kind of all came together there last week, which is good. Camp's been great. Got 25 guys out this year, so you know, looking forward to what we can do this year.
And your experience coming back, you made a little bit of a postseason run, but just talk about your guys you have back. I know you got Mitch Butke back and Cal Kohlmeyer, just a couple of guys that I know. But talk a little bit about your team and who do you have back?
You know, our backfield's really experienced, you know, like you just said, with Mitch and Cal. And then you add in Brock Griffin, who's played for us since his freshman year. I mean, as a starter now, and he's a huge contributor to what we do. But I think the big one that comes back is our offensive line and tight end group that's back. You know, everybody's back, and so to have that type of nucleus come back is huge for you know, I mean, like you said, for postseason runs. But you know, I think the biggest thing that we're looking forward right now is to go compete in week one and see where we are.
And talk a little bit about your guys playing on both sides of the ball. I know Mitch and Cal could be a couple of those guys, and just talk about the defensive side of the ball and what your strengths are right now.
I think defensively our strengths come in the box, you know, with our D-line and linebacker courts back. Like you said, you've got Brock, who is the second leading tackler on the team, has been for, you know, since his freshman year. And then you've got Mitch, who's always been the leading tackler. And you've got Cal, who will probably end his career as the season or as the sack leader for Chase County. But you come in, you have Gavin Francis back at nose guard, and you have Emiliano Zuniga that'll play. Some defensive end, as well as Jarek Payton, both huge contributors in the past and will be this year. You know, then you have Micah Cothers and some of those guys. But the one thing I'm excited to see defensively will be our secondary. You know, we were young last year. You know, it was trial by fire early. They came into their own, and now, you know, that group's back and in more experience, bigger and faster. So, you know, I'm excited to see where we are.
And tell me a little bit about your week one opponent, as you guys went 8-2 last year, and things kind of changing up a little bit. So who do you guys have first out of the gate?
Yeah, we go to Frankfurt Friday night. You know, they have a lot of tradition. They're a well-coached group. And so, you know, that's why I keep saying I'm excited to see where we are. We don't really get a week off of this new schedule that we have. So going into Frankfurt will be a huge test for us to see where we are. And I'm excited to go play them.
Well, Coach, best of luck this season, and we look forward to talking with you again next week.
Hey, Dylan, we appreciate it.
That was Chase County Coach Brody Vandegrift joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by Griffin Real Estate, Citizen State Bank, and Kansas Graphics on KVOE 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local.